Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Bergen County. This is John Insulin with The Record. I'm a reporter for the paper. I cover county government and politics. And I want to welcome you on this beautiful 17th day of July to another edition of Record Talk Radio, our ongoing series of conversations with New Jersey newsmakers and journalists. Today we're lucky to have as our guest Seth Feldman of Bergen Shakespeare, a company, a nonprofit company that's going to be staging not only a Shakespeare play in Overpeck County Park starting next week, but the first ever theatrical production on that stage in the newly renovated Overpeck County Park. So, Seth, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John, for having me.
Great. Folks, let me tell you a little bit about Seth. He was raised in Fort Lee. I'm born in Fort Lee and raised in Leonia.
Right.
He went to high school, graduate of Leonia High School. He went on to Syracuse, where he obtained a degree in communications and religious studies. And he is a lawyer by trade, which seems an odd thing, Seth, given what Shakespeare wrote about lawyers. But you have a degree from Brooklyn Law School, right?
Correct.
And you've been practicing law. You're licensed in New York and New Jersey. Been practicing in New York for the last 8 years, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Excellent.
That's it.
Welcome to the program. And tell me, why don't we start out by telling me a bit about what is Bergen Shakespeare?
Well, it's a recently formed nonprofit, 501c public charity, and the main goal of the organization was to put on a Shakespeare in the Park in Bergen County, and that was the first goal that we had. We started the organization in early 2014 with the goal of putting on the first show summer of 2015, and fortunately we've been able to make that happen as we open exactly 1 week from today.
Right. In fact, you're talking to me from the park, right? From the parking lot.
Yes, I am. I had to get here early in the morning to supervise the delivery of our scaffolding. And as I found out, supervise meant help haul the heavy pieces of metal off the truck and put them on the stage.
So there is heavy lifting in drama.
Oh, yes. There tends to be a lot of heavy lifting, especially when you're producing the show.
Mm-hmm. Good. And in fact, tell me more. You said after this interview today, you're going where?
Yeah, after today, after this interview, I have to drive down to Secaucus to a wonderful company named Rose Brand, and do a lot of stuff with theaters and films and things like that. And they have our black drapes from that are going to be hung behind the set so that people aren't staring at a brick wall.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm always interested, Seth, in how things get started. Tell me about what was the genesis for this particular production that you're working on?
Well, it all started a few years ago when I moved back to Bergen County, and I had never seen the new Overpeck Park. When I left in 1999, this was just, grassland, marshland or something. And so when I came back and I saw the stage, the first thought in my head was, there needs to be a Shakespeare in the park here. So I spoke to my younger sister, Brooke, who was at the time finishing up a degree in stage management at Syracuse. And then she went on and got her master's. And we said, all right, when you're back in town, when you're back home in Bergen County, let's put this together. So that happened in about mid-2013. We officially legally formed it in early 2014. Mm-hmm. And then it was just a question of picking the first show to be done. And so we settled on the Comedy of Errors.
Okay. And let's talk about that selection. That's a comedy, obviously.
Right.
Why that particular play for this venue?
Well, if you're going to do Shakespeare in the Park, and it's summertime, you want to do something fun. So we definitely knew that we wanted to do a comedy. No, I don't know many people who on a nice summer's eve want to go watch, you know, Troilus and Cressida or Coriolanus in the park. You know, so we wanted to do a comedy, and then it was just a question of which. And one of the nice parts about the Comedy of Errors is that it also happens to be the shortest of Shakespeare's plays. So when you have to worry about things like weather and heat and things like that, you don't want your audience sitting down for a four-hour version of Hamlet on a summer's night. So Comedy of Errors is also happens to be probably one of the best slapstick comedies of Shakespeare. Some of his other comedies, like Taming of the Shrew, Much Ado About Nothing in particular, also Twelfth Night, there tends to be a lot more clever humor, a lot more high humor, and a little bit more complicated humor. There's a lot more drama to those plays than in Comedy of Errors, which has virtually no drama of any kind. It's just pure farcical fun.
Okay, great. Well, sounds like a good pick. So you guys approached the county government then?
Correct. So this was actually late 2013 is when we first made contact with them. And then we met, we told them what we wanted to do. They were very open to the idea and basically said, you know, put it together, let us know what dates you want to do it, and then we'll take it from there. So we figured out the dates and we, you know, filed our paperwork, and that's pretty much it.
Excellent. And this, I gather this is a full family production too, right? You mentioned your dad is involved somehow?
Yeah. Papa Feldman is helping out in the wings with a lot of just moral support and the occasional bit of advice. Both myself and my sister, when we grew up in Leonia, we were active members of the Leonia Players Guild, which is the Leonia Players Guild, for those who don't know, it is the longest sustained public theater group, community theater group in the state of New Jersey. And
I did not know that.
Yes, and they're actually not too far away from their 100th year anniversary. I think we might be coming on that within the next 5 years or so. I have to double check, but when the family moved to Leonia, my father kind of got roped into helping out with a production of Pippin, because my father has a music background. He's a very good piano player and musician in general, and so he got involved, and then before we knew it, all the kids got involved. I did my first show summer 1987, I think. And basically, for those anyone out there who's ever been involved in even one community theater play, it's such a close-knit group of people that there are literally people working on this Shakespeare show this summer whom I have known for 30 years.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
Yeah, because people, especially I have found, especially in the local community theater scene, you tend to get a lot of people who are very committed to the community, very attached to the community, and when they love theater, they tend to be involved over a regular period of time. Obviously, some more than others, but you know, once you get involved and once you develop a passion for it, you don't go anywhere. So the director of our show, Vince Perillo, him and my father have done, I think, almost a dozen productions with each other, and I've known Vince since I was a little kid. The woman who's our costume designer, Diane, she was involved in that first show I did in 1987. And it's really wonderful because, you know, they, and especially the way that we've been able to work together, because they knew me when I was so young, and now I am, you know, quote, in charge of this production, and it's everything has gone, you know, very smoothly. You know, there's no problems there, which is, yeah, it's great. So, so I guess that's the long-winded answer to your question.
Okay. a shorter question. Tell me about some of the players. I mean, how many actors do you have lined up for this, and who are you drawing for the roles?
Sure.
Not
well,
I
understand. Yeah. No, we did an open casting, and the cast is a very nice mix. We have about six or seven actors from New York who are they're wonderful young actors, some recent college grads, and really starting off in the New York theater scene. And they're coming over by bus to be in this show, and they're all fantastic. For those of you who don't know the play Comedy of Errors, it centers on two sets of identical twins who were separated many years ago and then are accidentally thrown together in the same town on the same day. And mm-hmm. both sets of twins, they're all wonderful young actors. You know, I can call them kids now, in their 20s, and mm-hmm. And they're great. We also have I want to make just one special note of. We've been rehearsing at the Leone American Legion, and a gentleman named Tony was passing by our auditions and poked his head in to see if he could be a part of the show. And so we have this big, burly vet with a big mustache and long hair who rides a motorcycle, and he is in this show as a slovenly kitchen wench.
That should be fun. He's
fantastic, and he's having a blast.
All right, good. Hey, you know, you're doing an outdoor theater show. I noticed on the website it said there are no rain dates here. It's either these 4 days or not. What are some of the challenges? Because I know you've been rehearsing out there. What are some of the challenges of putting on a show in the outdoors?
Well, the main challenge is, in my mind, purely rain. The heat doesn't really bother me as much because the show is at night. So even if it starts off a bit hot, it will cool off. You don't have many summer nights that are unbearable. So really, it's just rain. Because if it's raining, if it starts to rain during the show, or if it's raining, you know, before the show can go on immediately before the field dries pretty quickly, then it could force either a delay or a cancellation. As far as no rain dates go, that is principally because of the cost to rent the stage and the lawn in front of the stage for audiences to sit on. Mm-hmm. It is not an inexpensive cost. And it's probably half of our budget, and so for rain dates, it would cost a lot of money to secure rain dates. So that's why we were unable to do that.
Sure. Speaking of costs, what are the economics of putting on a play like this? How do you do it?
A lot of our budget is actually the stuff that you won't see on stage. So the park rental fee was head and shoulders above the single largest cost associated with putting on the show. But a lot of the other production costs, it's kind of amazing what some of these creative people who have been working on the show have been able to do with a very limited budget. Our production designer, another Leonia resident named Rachel Moses, she has crafted an entire set and scenery with very limited resources, and it's one of the most colorful things you'll ever see, which is great. But one of the nice things about Shakespeare is that even though every play is set in a certain location and during a certain time, you can be very creative with where it takes place, when it takes place, and what kind of scenery you have. You can go very minimalistic, you can go full board, period piece, and we kind of have a kind of mishmash of a lot of things, but a lot of that was dictated, frankly, by budget. And for anyone who's not familiar with theater, that the budget pretty much drives the creative every single time, which is a kind of an unfortunate thing. But you can have this fantastic vision in your mind, but if the money's not there to do it, then you have to change
exactly.
your vision.
Exactly.
And our director Vince Perillo has been a real saint when it comes to that stuff, because we've had to say yes and then a week later say no and force him to change part of his vision. And even the most tolerant of directors can get fed up with that from time to time. So
So
Vince has been great, and we've also received help with stock, the origin of the phrase summer stock. We are literally using stock scenery pieces from other theater groups, principally the Leonia Players Guild. Yes. That's actually, as far as I know, that's the origin of the phrase summer stock, that you're using basically stock pieces from other plays and putting them together and doing something else.
All right.
Well,
Seth, for my listeners, this is a free event, right? You just bring your own chair and bring your own blankets, correct?
Yes, absolutely free.
All right. And you've got a roped-off area for your subscribers and supporters.
Correct.
Part of it as well.
Yeah, right. So we've had some of those, of course. So for people who have been donating money or buying memberships, we have a premium area, and they just have to let us know the day, at least one day ahead of time, if they're showing, and then we can create the proper amount of space for the premium area.
All right. Well, look, Seth, I look forward to seeing the play. I'm going to be doing a story about this next week, for the record. Listeners, if you're wanting to know more about this production and the company behind it, I'd refer you to the website bergenshakespeare.org, which has a ton of good details on it. Seth, I wish you good weather for this a week from today.
Thank you, and a week from today, and also 2 weeks from today.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for today's broadcast. I would alert you to the fact that I hope to have a story later today and for tomorrow's record on, since we're speaking of parks. I gather County Executive James Tedesco has completed his appointments for his administration by hiring a new parks director. I expect to be hearing more about that later today. This is somebody who's been selected after a national search over the last 3 months. So stay tuned to NorthJersey.com and, of course, the record for all your Bergen County news. Till then.